St. George, famous for its year-round sunshine and towering red rock buttes, is in talks about how to cover the red slash taken out of Black Hill next to the iconic whitewashed letter D. On Thursday night, a citizens group called the Hillside Reclamation Committee presented to the City Council a number of options on how to restore the gouge. St. George Councilwoman Gail Bunker says it's long past time to address the issue.
It's really a blight because it's a beautiful hill. We love our mesas and the buttes that surround us. And to have that great big scar there is just been very difficult to live with.
The earth at the base of Black Hill, just west of Bluff Street, was excavated back in the 1980s to make room for a residential development that never happened. What's left is a reminder of the importance of civic planning.
People ask all the time why we allowed that, and of course it was before I was on the council, but there wasn't an ordinance about hillside ordinances. And now we have some very strict ordinances, and we evaluate every time anything is brought that disturbs any hill, regardless of whether it's a beautiful one or not.
Options to restore the hillside include building homes tall enough to cover the markings and to rebuild parts of the butte with fill and concrete.
One of the things that they brought up in our city council meeting last week is that if we could approve a three-story condominium, that would cover up a lot of that scar. And then the other portion that's south of there, the city now owns. We have purchased that since that time. And if there's a way of putting back some of the soil that was lost, we might can make it look like it hasn't been disturbed.
Bunker says the project is still in its earliest stages. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.